All right, we are here and welcome. All right. Well, we were speaking to a dear one earlier today. And what emerged out of that, what became awakened out of that, told us that it is time to consider another piece of the journey. Now, it's not a piece of the journey that you were adding. It's a piece of the journey that you had chosen before you came here to this physical plane existence. You see, you're not here just by any accident. And most of you are getting a glimpse of that or actually feel the truth of that. You're here because you chose to come. And you chose to come to the earth to be at this particular place where you are, at this particular space and time for you. Because it was the most optimum place to be for the fulfillment of your mission. Now, the term mission is often misunderstood. You have two missions. One, the first and the most important mission. This is shared by every human being on the planet. Mission A is self-realization. Now, those of you who are familiar with the idea of reincarnation can assume from a logical or linear perspective that you have a lifetime in ancient Egypt or and then it comes closer and closer, and then you have this lifetime, and then if you don't get it by now, then you have to come back and have a future lifetime. That there's something you have to learn, that you're in a school. Some people even say you're paying penance for something. You're not. You chose to come into physical plane reality because you thought it was going to be an interesting, intriguing adventure, and you were going to participate in a marvelous change of consciousness. You're going to bring this whole planet together with a special group of others to a new level of conscious awakening, which requires, number one, that you awaken. It requires that you develop yourself, that you discover who you are. And in that discovery, you, ta-ta, remember who you are. You remember that you are divine in your origin. And you remember that you came here out of choice. You remember that you had a vision of something beautiful and an adventure to participate in. You remember that you are a light being, a powerful reality creator. You see, you came here and you chose to forget and then in the darkness to rediscover, to explore, to learn how to create from scratch. See, if you already knew who you were, you'd come here and you'd create. Now, there were some who did come to this planet who knew who they were fully. They came fully realized. They were gods and goddesses walking the earth. Those who stepped into their full realization became the masters, the ones after whom religions are founded. These are individuals, these are people who discovered who they were, who built their awareness and their memory until they could actualize, they could realize themselves. So you're on that journey. Mission A. Mission B, to whatever extent you wish to be on it, is whatever participation you're going to have on this planet during the reality and consciousness shift. Now, some people are here to observe and report. Others are here to participate by touching those around them with their own awakening, to inspire. Others are here to teach, to share, to go out and spread the word, to have an impact, to make a bigger difference. Others, I came to observe it and to meditate and to work on the other side of the veil, to bring in healing and love onto the planet. Others go into public service in one form or another to make a difference. Go and establish some types of causes, take some causes and create foundations and activate people to go and help others and to lift and uplift and inspire and awaken others. Whatever level you've chosen in your participation, whether seemingly passive or extremely active, it is just right for you. Some people feel guilty that they're not doing more. Take that off for yourself if that happens to be you. You are doing plenty. Your self-realization process is really all you really need to do, because mission B, in a sense, emerges effortlessly and automatically out of mission A. As you realize yourself more and step into and own the light being that you truly, truly are, with the power, the beauty, the grace, the love, the strengths that you are, the freedom to be yourself, that you can offer the safety and the freedom for others to be themselves as well around you. You are doing your work. Now, we have had many dear ones speak to us of manifestation, because it seems that many who have gone onto the spiritual path have also had to go through many ups and downs and challenges in the financial area. Now, we addressed some of this in the workshop, Love, Prosperity and Healing, and did some healing work on that. What we wish to talk about at this time is that is to be able to organize the magical flow of light, love, energy, and manifestation with more effortlessness, with more ease, with more elegance and grace. And in order to do that, you need to look at where you are putting your energy, where you are focusing your energy. The dear one we talked to earlier today is waiting for an investment to come through. Put some money in, and if the investment comes through as planned or as explained or as anticipated and hoped, there'd be a huge amount of financial return. So much so that this one could perhaps start to imagine a future of abundance where he could quit a job that is what you might call a consensus reality office desk type of job and start going out and doing the kind of work that turns him on, that makes him feel really alive and creative. And we pointed out to him that by his desire, by his motivation, by his intention, by his choice, by his focus, he was moving a lot of energy towards getting that money. And seeing that money as the key that would allow him to live the life he wanted. Well, when you look at money in that regard as your enabler, you are basically going on a road to your dream, to your future, and it's like a toll booth on the way. You got to have this money so you can get to where you want to go. But that's not the way reality creation really works. If you're going to move energy, if you're going to align the energy, as Buckminster Fuller, amongst others, say the flow of energy through a system tends to organize the system. If you want to organize the system, so that you can live a life of freedom and love and abundance and joy. You don't want to aim all your energy towards the money. Because frankly, if you're on a spiritual path, money itself falls flat. Money does not give you the exaltation, the ecstasy of divine union. It just doesn't. Money is something that is like a symptom. It's not the end result. It's not the goal. This is true in other circumstances. If you think you have to be a certain way in order to have a relationship work, it's the same thing. You're paying toll by moving your focus of energy into being that thing that you think will then give you this other thing. And your energy is going off to the side. It's going into the symptom. It's going into the side effects and not into what you're really going after. If you're on a spiritual journey, we highly recommend, in order to have financial abundance, in order to have an abundance of love and joy, you need to focus on your mission. You need to focus on who that self is at the completion of mission A. Who is that being you are realizing? Because the realized being can manifest money like that. A realized being can line up and synchronize realities. Bing, 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 bing. It's an effortless aspect of realization. In fact, if you move your energies towards self-realization, it in a sense creates a vacuum in the rest of your life to pull all the good things that are in resonance, that are in alignment, that are in the same frequency, that are in congruence with that being you are becoming into your life. Now this doesn't mean that you ignore money. Oh no, that's an adolescent attitude. You want to be a full-fledged adult when you do this. But you want to focus on the person you're going to be. The divine you. The person that you really are, you don't quite know yet. But that's the direction you're going, so that you can have union with God, Goddess, all that is. So that you can dance in the ecstasy, so that you can be completely and totally fulfilled in yourself. And filled with this love of the divine, you can then, mission B, change your world, heal your world, create a reality in which everyone can be respected and loved, a world of peace. It's not some airy-fairy dream out there. It's a reality. But it has a particular frequency that you at this moment are not in total harmony with, and that's why you're not pulling it in. Worldwide. You don't think you are that great being. You don't think you really are a light being with tremendous amounts of power. Oh yes, you realize it every now and then. And when you touch in on it, whoa! Look at that! Wow! That was magnificent! But you don't tend to sustain it 24/7. If you will focus your energies towards everything being in total congruence and alignment with you being the divine being, totally in your power, totally loving, free to be yourself, free to make the choices, free to feel safe, free to trust your reality. To trust. Some of you have experienced breakthroughs and all of a sudden you trust it's all going to be okay. This is your connecting with that greater self. Oh yeah, you can go into fantasy. You can go into la la land and say, oh, everything's going to be okay. But notice you're numb. Notice you're zoned out. You're not present. When you are in that glorious self and you're applying it into your physical world, into everything that you do, you're also applying it into everything you think, everything you feel, everything that you believe, everything that you know, everything becomes congruent, you become whole. All the energy of your flow, of your life's flow, is focused to your true future, to your true goal, if there is such a thing as a goal, because actually you live in the process. But when you have your orientation that way, dear ones, then when you know that's your alignment, when you know that's what you're working towards, life becomes intriguing. It's a mystery to be unraveled and to be explored, which was exactly what you felt when you chose to come here in the first place. You wanted to explore this mystery that was here, that was in the unknown, that was hidden in physical reality. You wanted to learn how to create here. Intrigued. You were. And if you're intrigued again, if it excites you, the exploration of your consciousness, then you can say, look, I would like that investment to come in. I would like this easy money. Not because it is the way that's going to get you to the life you want, but it's going just to be a symptom. It's going to be an accessory. It's just going to be part of what's natural to you, part of your flow, part of what's just what unfolds for you. That's just the way it is for you. If it has not been such in the past, perhaps you've been moving your focus in the wrong direction, or you've had thoughts and feelings in conflict with beliefs, in conflict with certain self-identity. So the final point of this we want to suggest is to look at the pieces that go into this dream, this realization of self. You need to be present in love with your life, intrigued with consciousness. You need to have an identity that is not based on where you've been or what you have done or who you have known or what your genetic background is, but is based on who you are becoming. That being that you were before you came to physicality to begin with, who was conscious enough, who was extraordinary enough that you were willing to take the challenge. It took a lot of courage. You had to be pretty well evolved to choose to do that. You might at times think you were foolhardy, haha, but you were adventurous. Life is nothing if not an interesting adventure unfolding in surprising ways. It's not a cut and dry system. It's a creation process, and you are the creator. As you wake up in your life, as you claim more of who you are, you gain the power of this creation, the mastery of it. So if you focus there, then you just request, okay, along with this me doing and being who I wish to be, you can see what you would like to do as the expression of it, the actions, the circumstances you would like to have there, the monies that you would like to have. But if you think, okay, in order to live this life I want to live, I must have so many millions of dollars or whatever it is, and then I will know it is perfectly safe and all right, and I'll give myself permission to finally go and live this life I want to live. Then you are giving all your power away to money. So your attention, your focus, your life force is being channeled to money. And being a spiritual person, money just isn't going to cut it for you. So guess what? As a spiritual person, you want to keep yourself on track. You won't give yourself the money. You'll make it hard to get money because you're going to make yourself do something for something that doesn't fulfill you, really. It's like having to make some kind of major sacrifice that's totally unnecessary to get what you want. So many of you in your childhood, in your youth, got the message that you couldn't be yourself. You couldn't be who you were. You couldn't tell people certain things that you felt or thought. Because if you did that, they would judge you. You would be excluded. You would be criticized. You would be humiliated. You'd fail. You would never be supported. You would never get anywhere. All this kind of stuff. You felt you had to be someone other than who you were. You had to be this perfect person, or you had to be this successful person. You had to impress people. You don't have to be that. You move towards self-realization. It is a secret process carried on inside you. But the radiance of your success in this process attracts and draws to you everything you should need and everything that you would want in the proper timing. To try and say, oh, I've got to have all the money first, and then you're not trusting that as that light being you're going to become, that money will be an effortless aspect of it, that you can just bring it in whenever you need it, and that there'll be other resources, non-financial resources, that are just as valuable, just as significant, maybe sometimes even more important, that will be right there, just like so, as you choose your path. The flow of energy through a system organizes the system. If you want your life organized in such a way that you have a flow that leads you into greater levels of joy and ecstasy and bliss, and everything comes to support you in this process, then that flow of energy needs to be directed towards becoming the self that you are, towards acknowledging the true divinity that lies within you. Shall we do a process? Shall we do a little meditation? Let's get you all lined up, okay? Lined up with your success. Lined up to the place to put your flow. So let yourself get comfortable and in a position in which you can be relaxed and stable, and your body can be quiet for the longest period of time without needing to move and adjust itself. Where you're balanced and comfortable. We'd suggest look at the way your body is and see if you can balance it. See if you can sit in a balanced position. That your spine is balanced. That your right and left arm are balanced. That your right and left leg are balanced in some way. That they're not pulled over to a side. So that you're centered. All right. And take a nice breath and let out all your tension. Okay. Leaving the world behind now for just a little bit. To let yourself now go within. Close your eyes. And pull that curtain of privacy around you. That closing those lids takes you. It takes you into that private place within you. It takes you into your center within. It takes you into a quiet space within yourself. Your secret room. A place that you hang out a lot. Where you evaluate and think about things. Where you come to understandings of things. Where you identify with things, sort out all sorts of options and possibilities, where you restore or re-explain to yourself over and over again your story, your approach to life, where you listen to your inner voice, to all the beliefs that you hold about things, to your opinions. It's your secret place, your secret room. No one else can be there with you. Let yourself go to this place. And let yourself just be with you. Just be with you. You've been on a long journey in your life. You've been here in this body for a number of years, whether short, medium, or long, in your interpretation. This body has been a worthy servant, in a sense, to you, to your mind that leads you into all sorts of things, to all your interests, sometimes into a lot of mischief and exploration, sometimes down wrong tracks, to explore this, to explore that. Your body has been supporting you, taking you along, so that you can do it. So, in a sense, while you're here in this space, thank your body for the work it's done for you. Sometimes it's had to suffer because you've ignored it and you've pushed it beyond its capacity. You may want to forgive yourself, to be kind and gentle to yourself for what abuse you might have done to this beautiful body of yours at times in the past. Love your body now. Appreciate it. Oh yeah, sometimes it carries pain for you. Sometimes it carries debility. Sometimes it's a stash place. Sometimes you've ignored it. Yes. Thank this body for putting up with you. And let your body know that you care about it, that you're going on a glorious spiritual journey that the body's going to enjoy. You're going to enter a life that is more and more balanced, more and more harmonious. That's your physical. You have a story about your body, a story about your body that you repeat to yourself, or if you go to a health practitioner or you talk to a doctor, medical doctor, you may repeat, because every time you go to a medical doctor, they want your medical history. Out it comes. Recognize that on a physical level, sometimes you identify that your body with that, you limit your body with that story of your past. So take a nice deep breath. And as you let this breath out, just let go of your story. Might need another couple of breaths. And we and those of your friends, your spirit helpers, will come and help you clean out some of that debris, some of that old story that no longer needs to be present in your life of the future. Ah, let yourself just be gently washed with some nice light. There we go. Now a nice breath again and out. Let it go now. There we go. A little bit more. There. That's good. That's good. That's good. All right, good, good, all right. Now, all right. Now, let's look at the emotion. Emotional body. Not the physical body, but the emotional body. There's feelings that you've been holding on to. You haven't let them all out. Oh, yeah, you've probably worked on it. You've probably done processes on various meditations to release fear and anger and hurt. But now, dig deep. Pull it out. Pull out the powerlessness. Pull out the nervousness and the anxiety. Pull out the dread that there's going to be too much change, the fear of being overwhelmed, fear that maybe you're going in the wrong direction sometimes, the fear that you may not get what you need. The fears that you felt as a child, the fears that you felt as a teenager of being perhaps rejected, abandoned, unloved. The fears as a young adult that you may never achieve and you need to escape. The fears of being present because it could be too intense, it could be too painful. The angers at having to suppress yourself. The angers at having to hold yourself back and keep your mouth shut, to keep out of trouble as a child and as an adolescent, to in a sense, keep yourself motivated. The angers at what others could do, the angers at the institutions that seem to run society and run your life. The rage, the anger plus powerlessness, a sense of futility and hopelessness, coupled with that frustration, the problem always being there, frustration, always running up against the same old wall, frustration. Let's take some breaths and just kind of start clearing some of this, the residues of this out. There we go. All the fears, let them go. All those angers, the rage, let it go. All the hurt and the pain, the rejections, the humiliations, the senses of failure, the shame that was visited upon you, given to you, slammed onto you, and that you gave to yourself at times. Let that go too now. Breathe. Come on, let it out. Let it go. There, good, okay. Excellent. The emotional body. Anything else that may seem to be in the way, let it out. Yeah. All right. And let the emotions just kind of peacefully flow. Feel it like a gentle stream just flowing. A rivulet of water just flowing gently, continuously flowing. Your emotions just flowing. Don't stop them. Don't block them. Just let them flow. Just feel a sense of flow of emotions. They're just flowing through you. Just flowing through you. Now, as you go through your life, lots of emotions are out there floating about in your world. And you pick some of these up if they're resonating with what you're feeling. And it amplifies your emotions. So as you let this go, realize you're also letting go some of the tendency to catch emotions that are flying your way or coming through the airwaves, much like cell phone signals. You're just picking it up like a cell phone picks up the signal and it rings on your phone, on your machine. You can let those emotions of the consensus, emotions of the world, let them go past you now, just since you're in a flow and it's smooth, smooth flow. There we go. Let us do some little work on you. There's some agitation. We're going to just clean it up. Just kind of relax. Just let the flow smooth up. There we go. All right, now let's go to the mental body. the mental body where you have certain beliefs, you hold certain attitudes about things, and one of your beliefs is that you cannot change. Oh yes, you've worked on that. But when you have a belief you can't change, you can change the belief and then it'll go right back because it's a belief you don't change very well. Or whatever that issue is, it doesn't seem to go away. It's stubborn. So just let yourself be aware of the inner self-talk that you have. You know what your beliefs are. You know what your limitations are. And you know it comes from a perception of yourself as not being that light being that you are. You know that it comes from a perception of yourself as the identity of someone you have been. You have been a person who has struggled. You have been a person who has suffered. You have been a person who has felt powerless, who has lost things, who has actually acted stupid upon occasion and embarrassed yourself. You have been that person, but you don't have to be that person now. All the beliefs you hold about who you are supposed to be or who you have been and who you think you are, that has any limitations to you at all, is held in this mental body, in the mental construct of your beliefs. Now take a nice deep breath. We and your friends are going to work on you. We're going to wash out some of that sense of limitation you hold about yourself and the identity, perhaps even with yourself, as being the rebel against society, the maverick, the fringe person, the spiritual person that doesn't get supported by your consensus world. You have beliefs that if you're spiritual, you just can't be that abundant, that resourceful, that wealthy. Oh, you know intellectually you can. But underneath it all, there's resistance. Because the beliefs are there that maybe even going for what you want is going to create disappointment. It's going to be difficult. People are going to fight you. People are going to be jealous of you. People are going to tear you apart. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of judgment about what you would happen if you really stretched for it. You believe it would be difficult somehow. Or you believe that if you were successful, people would be upset at you. You wouldn't be the person they wanted you to be. And where would that be? Where would that lead you if you did what you chose to do? The beliefs that you don't belong, that the beliefs that you are not loved, the beliefs that you can't get what you want without paying a price. A price sometimes that's too much. Give yourself permission right now. Make a choice right now to let these beliefs go. Yeah, you may have processed them already. You may have discovered them, unearthed them, worked with them, thought you had changed them. But in your collective, in the consensus, when you pick up the emotions that are flying through the psychic airwaves, you're also picking up beliefs around despair, futility, and loss of success. And also, you're picking up beliefs that success is too high a price, that people will hate you, that they will tear you apart, they will steal from you, you will never be safe. It's from the consensus, dear ones, and you may be getting rid of your own limiting beliefs, but the limiting beliefs that are out there in the consensus are still floating through your airwaves, your psychic force field. So let it go now. Another nice breath. Here we go. Out they go. Letting go not only your limiting beliefs, but the limiting beliefs of the consensus that you tend to pick up and reignite your beliefs with. If everybody around you is frightened, what's going to happen to you? You're influenced. You believe you're influenced tremendously by everyone around you. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because your job, your mission is you. Doesn't have to do with changing them first. It has to do with changing you first. It has to do with radiating your light and your truth. Not to resist anyone, but in a sense to radiate more light, more love. All the resistance, all that resistance. Resistance to negativity, resistance to positivity, resistance in general. Let it go. Come on. Come on, let it go. Breathe it out. You'd be amazed at how much a good exhale can do. There, yes. Shy, yes. Okay, there you go. And now all the judgments that have been sitting on top of the beliefs, all the judgments you've made about yourself, all the judgments you make about others, all the judgments you make about the business world, all the judgments you make about money, all the judgments that you make, both positive and negative, about other people, all the judgments you make about what's possible or what's not possible, all the judgments and calls that you make about what should be and what shouldn't be, what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. Time to let the polarities go. The black and white. Those extremes that will bind you and imprison you. So another deep breath. Now here we go. Letting go of the extremes. The mechanism of linear, logical judgment. We are washing, 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 smoothing, smoothing, aligning, aligning. And now in your mind's eye, let yourself feel that you're floating. Floating through the void, floating through a nothingness, through an emptiness, just floating. Not the person you used to be, not the person you are becoming, but a point of light right now, right here. A consciousness, you, floating, floating through the void. There's a sense of emptiness. Do not be afraid. There may be a sense of disorientation. You don't know right at this moment who you are. That's perfect. Let yourself just be there and float just for a few seconds. Just feel the chaos. Feel the darkness. You are a light in the darkness. You are like a star in the starry sky. You're in a sky filled with stars, other lights like yourself. Part of the astral body, you might say, of God, Goddess, all that is. And now let yourself open in front of you. In your mind's eye, you open your awareness. You open some doorways. You open a window in front of you. Just sense an opening in the nothing. And in that opening, let yourself glimpse a great light. A great light that is you. Just a glimpse. But let yourself sense that this light is radiating and shining a vibration of love. And the light as it touches you, feels really good. Let yourself be touched. Let yourself sense the radiance of this light and the love that's there. Let yourself be pulled forward and through this window now. Just pulled forward with love. You're safe. Just flow through this window and be now with this light, bigger and grander, more present, more intense. You might get a glimpse of a human form in there, but you see you're much more than just that. You're a light being, a spark of consciousness of the divine. You are divine by your essence of infinite value and worth, a radiant, powerful reality creator. Let yourself feel that with this light. Let yourself be drawn into the radiance, into the field of this light. Feel yourself pulled into this great, beautiful, loving, gentle light. In this light, you are whole. You are complete. You need nothing. In this light, you are filled with it, filled with that light yourself. Into every cell of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Let yourself be drenched with the light, with the love. You may not feel it. You may have difficulty visualizing and imagining and have that as part of your story. Let it go. Let whatever be, be. Let yourself be okay with whatever you're receiving, whatever you're picking up of this. And just imagine, maybe you're not a good visualizer, you say. All right, well, feel something. What would it feel like if someone loved you so much that they could touch you and you'd feel the love in every cell? What would that feel like? What would it feel like if you were held as and absolutely adored, like you were the most precious thing in the universe? What if you felt completely and totally safe? What if you felt completely and totally free, with no weights on you, no limit on you, no stress, no pressure, no demand, no performance expected of you, no obligation to meet, no deadline to fill? Let it go. Let yourself imagine and sense. Let yourself pretend, because on some level you do know, that you're okay just the way you are. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be anybody. Just yourself, whatever that is. You can just be a point of light. You don't have to be this altruistic, important person. You don't have to go out and demonstrate over and over and over again that you're a spiritual and loving and caring person. You're just loved. That's it. That's it. Just be with that. Just imagine, what if this could be fully realized in your day-to-day life? Just be with that. What if there was no work involved in it, but there was a sense of divine play, ecstasy, and joy in the process of taking this love and moving it through your world, through your life, and touching others with it. What would that be like? At your discretion, through your motivation. Not a motivation of what you should do, but a motivation of what you desire to do. And that your desire as a natural state is to love, to accept freely, to laugh and enjoy yourself and have fun, to celebrate, and to feel the ecstasy of divine union. What if you knew that you and God, Goddess, all that is, were one? That everything was love. And you had total and complete support for everything you chose. Let yourself imagine how good that would feel and be. Now you're feeling this almost as if you were like a baby. Coming into a new world, held in love by your adoring mother, divine mother. Let yourself experience that. Babyhood on the most spiritual and divine planes of existence. Ah. You wished and yearned for this in your physical incarnations. You got hints and touches of it. Let yourself just be drenched in that. And now let yourself grow up in it. Let yourself become strong. Not tough. Not armored. Strong in the strength of yourself. In the strength of your being. In the strength of your love. And the value of yourself. Let yourself grow up. Let yourself stand as a grown up in this energy. Imagine if you had had this 24/7 ultimate unconditional love and nurturance and support. What would your adult life be like? If you'd had it all those many years that you have lived on this planet, as an adult, you would be whole, complete, joyous. You would not be looking to be taken care of. You would not look with neediness upon anything. You would be loving and receiving love. You would be a grand and glorious light being. Just honor that. Be with that now as you. That's who you are, this spark of consciousness, this incredible being of light, this powerful reality creator. Radiant. Radiant. Present. And now in this place, claim your spiritual adulthood. Claim it for yourself. I am a spiritual adult. I am a powerful light being. I have chosen to take on physical form. And I choose to remember and reclaim who I truly am. I choose to take this awareness of myself, this level of love and bliss into my daily life, to flow it into my world, because I have infinite resource, because I am a channel of the divine within me. I am a channel of the light and the love of infinite source to nurture, to support me, that I spread and share into my life, into my world, touching individuals and touching groups, touching the whole planet, healing, loving. I'm 20 feet tall. No, 30 feet tall. A being of light. A spiritual giant. I have a presence. I have mastery. I have no limitations in what I choose to experience or what I would desire to create. I create it in alignment with the boundaries of my consciousness and not the boundaries of what's possible and allowed in a physical reality. And the boundaries of my consciousness are multidimensional. I claim my imagination. I claim my magic. I claim my power. Now look upon your life now from this place, from this vantage point. Look at the life you lead. Look at the self you have been. The self who is totally and completely has believed in their limitations and indeed will argue for them, will fight to hold them because it's a consistent identity. See that self. Feel compassion for the self you have been. Feel love for that self you have been. The self that you have been is aiming to come your way, but has been sending energy on the side to try and establish some love here, some money there, some health there, some sense of power there. See how that energies have been spread out, drained. See how this self has been weakened and tired from carrying the burdens of judgments upon the self and upon others, and the judgments of others upon the self. By your choice now, give this self that you were, that you just were only moments ago, give this self the ticket to freedom. Give this self your compassion, your love, your forgiveness. And in your mind's eye, reach out your divine arms of love to the self of only a little while ago and draw that self to you. Draw that self into your arms. And in your mind and in your heart, see that self now whole. See that self healed. Love that self. See that self beginning to love life more. See that self happier, more free, more empowered, more loved. See that self more successful financially as just an automatic and natural accruing of the symptoms of reality to the vibration. Claim that all things of a material sort are natural to you as part of your mission, as part of the work that you wish to do, and that this beloved self from only a few moments ago, the vehicle you have been working with, is healing, is lifting, is expanding, and becoming brighter. Bring that self into you now. And in your secret room, you find it is all light. In your secret room, it is all love. in that space within you, where you sort and think of things and work with things, work things out, plan things, activate things, where you used to judge in order to make decisions. See that light, see that love give you the freedom to make your choices of your power, of your light, of your mission. Give yourself permission to be the authority in your life, to be the spiritual giant in your life that you can be. Give yourself permission. You may even mentally say, I give myself permission to be the light being I came to be. And I give myself permission to be this light being in my life now. And I choose to direct my energy towards experiencing the states of ecstasy and bliss as my divine self every moment of every day and in every way. Knowing and trusting that I'm creating realities that are supportive, that are nurturing for not just myself, but for those I love and for the world. And that every resource that I desire, all I have to do is call, and it is part of my life. I can trust I am secure. I can trust that I am safe. I can trust that I can be myself, and all will be well. This is my focus. This is my mission. Self-realization in every aspect of my life. And the flow of energy of my life is to the divine. I commit myself to the experience and the expression of my divine self. I commit myself to the ultimate divine expression of me in my daily life. So be it. With harm to none and joy to all. A ripple of love for the planet. And you find yourself with this light filled, the effulgence of you, in your secret place. A secret place that at times in the past has been dark and limited is now free, is light and open. Let yourself feel that internal space, free, light, open. Free, light, open. Feel the healing is happening. The vibrations are shifting, they're lifting. When your vibrations lift into your divine self, all issues heal. Physical, emotional, mental, all issues heal. They become themes. They become places of mastery. Gifts now to the planet from you. And let yourself now come back, bringing this light, this effulgence of you, this divine you, into the room. Feel your body. Feel the effulgence of your light in your body. Nurture your body with the love of you, this grand being that you are. The self-realized you. The divine you. And gently now, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Gently, gently coming with your awareness now, as the light being that you are, back into the room, back into your space. There we go. Now, whatever you have experienced, your secret, In a sense, we recommend don't talk about it to others for a while. Give yourself 2 or 3 days to let the shifts that you, we, and your spirit helpers are working on and have worked on at this point, before you talk to others about it. Watch what you think and feel. Be more aware of how you talk yourself back into limitations. Be very loving and gentle with yourself. Don't kick yourself for doing it. It's a habit, and like every habit, must be loved out of the way. Loved until it dissolves. Forgiven until it heals. Lifted and lifted until nothing of limitation is in harmony with it anymore. That the only things in harmony with you are flow. You know that little trickle of emotional flow we talked about earlier? Feel within yourself right now. Yeah, you're already back. You're not in the middle of the meditation. But feel that there's still that flow. There's a flow. There's an energy flow. It's just coming through. It's just flowing. This energy is the flow of you and your consciousness to the divine. That's your return home. Home to who you are. Home to the divine, to the love. You don't have to die to get there. The object of this lifetime, in fact, was to bring it here. And then you said, okay, if I do that, then, hey, I'm done, and I'm going to party. Doesn't mean that, okay, I got it done. Oh, shoo, now I can leave the planet. No, you're going to get it done, and you're going to party. Hey, what do you do when you graduate from school? You party, right? Have a good time. It doesn't mean that if you party that you fall back and you don't have your degree anymore. You don't have to, just because you party and have a good time doesn't mean you have to go hand it back in and go back to school. Once you get to a place, you can be there as a foundation, and you just keep lifting your level, lifting your awareness, lifting, lifting, lifting. Don't press yourself to lift faster. We know you think it's going to be more fun if you just get there sooner. But you see, what you want to do is to practice keeping the flow in the right direction. You want to keep the flow of your life in the right orientation to that divine you. Because as you do that, then you increase your success in manifestation. And it becomes more fun. And then you can just ask for stuff, and stuff starts to synchronize and come into your life through all sorts of magic and as we say, synchronizations. That's a fourth dimension, time, space, coming to your support. Not being your limiter, but in a sense being your supporter. All right. we've had our way with you now. Very good, very good. All right. So what we'd like to do now is open it up to a question. If there's a question on this topic or any other topic of interest to you, and know that as a group, that anyone who asks a question is going to ask a question for everyone. All right? So if you want to ask a question or you want some elucidation of anything, then please raise your hand and Daniel will point out someone and give someone the microphone.
Hi, Galexis. It's Francis. How are you?
Oh, very well, dear one. So wow. What's up with you now?
Well, I really have a lot of good news.
Good.
These workshops have been spectacular, and lots of really great things are happening financially and with my health, and a lot of really great things are going on.
Fantastic. That's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What I wanted to ask you was, how do we keep this going over here? Because I get nervous about losing stuff now. You know, I mean, it seems all this magic is showing up, and I'm worried about it's going to start to diminish. Or
you're not used to this, are you?
Well, it's been a long time, let's just say.
Yes. Well, you're a different person now. Yeah, the person that you were then when you got that magic was a different person. You remember that one, right?
I do, yes.
Oh, he was a different person altogether.
Yes.
Now, you have, in your culture, beliefs that if you can be this person that you are now, this spiritual person, this loving person, this light being, now if stuff starts to happen magically for you, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can handle this. Because your culture doesn't tend to give you support for this. You're not encouraged, if you notice, by any of the institutions of your culture to be masters of manifestation, to be in ecstatic bliss and joy. All right? You're not encouraged to be in ecstasy, are you? No. You're encouraged to be serious. You're encouraged to push. You're encouraged to suffer. You're encouraged to be scared. You're encouraged to be manipulated and controlled. Now, we're not meaning to paint a dark picture, but this is where you've come from, dear ones. Your educational system, did it acknowledge who you were? No. Does it destroy your creativity and your imagination? Yes. Religion. Does religion want you to be, to have a direct and ecstatic connection with God yourself? No, you won't give any money to the church so they can build a new, bigger church and go out and destroy Aboriginal cultures or something, you know? You're not going to be part of the mission to save all the souls, i.e. bring them into the church and have them pay money to the church and have everybody all nicely controlled. How about government? Does government want you to have an ecstatic connection with God, manifesting things easily and quickly? Oh, no. Not unless they can tax you really highly for it. You see, all the institutions of society want something from you. They want your energy. They want your allegiance. And when, like Francis, you start stepping outside of their range of control, it scares them. That's when society gets really nasty. Throughout your civilizations, you've had burnings at the stake, you've had thrown in dungeons, you've had destructions of all sorts. You've had whole cultures absolutely massacred. When you step free of it, you're going to get uncomfortable because you're outside the familiar. And if things start to happen magically and easily, then inside yourself you begin to worry, can I keep this up? Can I handle this? Am I okay with this? Where is this going to take me? Is this going to take me somewhere and then drop me? See, all your consensus reality constructs, all the institutions of your consensus reality would inspire you and then drop you if you didn't do what they wanted you to do. But that's not the way this works. What Francis is encountering is a fear that his self-image, that his ownership of his divine, is not going to be done good enough. You understand, dear one? You are afraid you're not going to be able to hold on to who you are. You're afraid that somehow or another you're going to get manipulated. Somehow or another it's going to be expected that you're going to have to change, that you're going to have to pay some price along the way. It's getting too good. What is it, Murphy's Law? If it starts getting really, really good, uh-oh, time to worry. something's going to go wrong. If something could go wrong, it will. Murphy's laws, the laws of the consensus, the laws of limitation. You can't quite believe magic is possible. But you see, dear Francis, you are actually beginning to experience the ecstasy. You're beginning to experience the freedom. You're beginning to experience the power. You're beginning to experience the spirit dancing. You're beginning to experience your souls pulling you home, pulling you. Every time in the past, when you've got successful, you've gotten nervous. When you're successful in your culture, you become visible and people want to take you down. Or they want something from you. They come after you. Part of the beliefs, limiting beliefs of the consensus that you just blew away a little while ago. So how do you operate outside of that mechanism? Because you're trained to expect it. You're trained to expect trouble. If stuff starts to go good, you get uneasy. You get anxious. Dear one, that's what you're working with right now. That makes sense to you, yes?
Yes.
All right. So how do you keep the magic going? You didn't get to this place by fearing being uncomfortable. You have to be uncomfortable to break and stretch your boundaries. You have to break out of the boxes of familiarity. And as you do that, the only thing that's going to keep you really flowing, keep you really open, is just what we discussed before this little meditation. And that is, you've got to keep your sights on who you are and keep expanding your identity so that your identity becomes more and more synonymous, more and more congruent, more and more aligned with that divine-like being that you are. As you do that, you begin to trust more. As you begin to trust more, you can anticipate and expect more. And as you anticipate and expect more and the magic comes in, you don't look at it as saying, okay, now this means I must perform more. I must be more. I must rise to some kind of challenge. The challenge is for you to celebrate more. The challenge is for you to laugh more. The challenge is for you to receive more. You see that?
Yes.
If you hadn't started receiving, you wouldn't be getting this. How much can you receive? How much can you allow in? You see, you've been frightened about receiving in the past, dear one. Because what you received in the past sometimes was very painful. Yes?
Yes.
So you said, no, I don't want to receive anything painful. But in order to keep the pain out, you also blocked receiving the good things as well. So you deserve to receive good things. You know that now, though, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. And you're willing to receive good things. Yes?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when the good things start coming in and you still start to feel anxious, then you know that your self-image is oriented and identified with something limited, with an old self, with the person you used to be. You want to stay present, and you want to identify with your 20, 30-foot tall spiritual giant light being. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Also, think about it this way. Things coming into you are giving you energy. If you receive something and it's not in your frequency, i.e. negative, and you're holding this energy of light and you're receiving something and it's negative, there's like a negative spin to it, somebody's manipulating you, somebody's trying to control you, it's not going to stick because you're holding a frequency too high for that. You understand that one?
I do.
Okay. So the object here is to continuously expand your self-identity. Because you see, when you get into the area of the unfamiliar, when you get into the area of the chaos, and you're wandering around kind of open in the void, all sorts of possibilities could happen. This freaks out old aspects of yourself. This freaks out your child. Oh no, what's going to happen? Oh no, oh no, oh no. It's, oh gosh, the unknown. Will I survive? Will I survive? That's not the you that you are now. It's the child you. Sometimes if you're in a situation of particular intensity and scary with people and partners and that kind of thing, oh, I've been hurt before. I've been sabotaged. I've been betrayed. But here you're a light being. What are you going to do? You're going to bring in the infinite source, radiate your love, and will you get betrayed? No. You won't be attracting betrayal. You understand? Because you won't be in a frequency that is conducive to that. You won't be attracting it in your life. And if you should attract it, you can say, ah, you know, the reality is this is a test. If I'm willing to go back to this old reality or not, am I willing to go back to the old identity who I was that got, you know, the sucker who got taken? Or am I going to hold this identity of myself as this light being on this planet to do a mission? Just think about it for a moment, all of you. Who do you identify with? When do you identify with your light being self? When do you identify with your child self, feeling kind of lost, perhaps sometimes hopeless, sometimes giving power away to others, and that external circumstances will make all the difference in your life? And you've got to have those external circumstances lined up just so, or else you won't survive. When do you ever feel that kind of energy? That's your child in there freaking out because you're in the unknown. When you're moving through this chaos, when you're moving through that which is unknown, your former selves, your previous selves, come tapping you on the shoulder. Please, please, I'm freaked. You got to take care of me. You got to come back to where it's I feel safe and comfortable in the familiar. They're asking you to do that for them. A lot of times you fall for it, right? You're aware that you've fallen for that? Okay, maybe you didn't fall for it today, but you may have fallen for it last year, or last week even, or 10 years ago. So you know the principles, yes? Do you all understand that? And your adolescent, when you're especially in situations with relationships, your adolescent can get totally freaked out. Because what happened when you were in high school? What happened to all the judgments of the peers and the popular ones and the unpopular ones and all that kind of social garbage that happened then? You have to look strong and aloof. You have to look like you're cool and sophisticated, yes? Remember that? And if you're out there in the void, you're not being cool and sophisticated. You could be you've ever seen a dog that's just totally happy, its tongue is hanging out and its tail is wagging, and it's, yeah! It's all over the place. Have you ever seen a retriever go plunge into the water with joy and abandon? They just love to go swimming, and they just plunge right in. Oh, I'm so happy, wow! When you go there, it's a spiritual state of ecstasy. Your adolescent is totally freaked. What? You're not being sophisticated. You're not holding your image and facade. You're acting like an idiot. Come back. Come back. You've gone absolutely loony and over the edge. And some of you have said, oh no, I shouldn't be like this. I should be cool, calm, and sophisticated and have my facade on and look strong and important. And like I don't care what you say. There. I'm better than you are anyway. I'm spiritual. You've been there. But don't go there anymore. It's just your adolescent self freaking out. Not you, who you are now. And then the really tricky kicker. The young adult. the 22-year-old, the 21-year-old. When you're out there in the unknown having a good time experiencing magic, that one goes into total conflict because you're not on the plan. You're not focusing your energy on the form of what it is that I'm supposed to have in order to be happy and secure. Where's that big house with a white picket fence? Where's that perfect job? Where's those millions of dollars? You're not paying attention to what you need to get. And you're present on top of it. You're going to get out there and you're going to get your head cut off. You're going to get taken. Oh, horrible things are going to happen. You need to stay on plot and plot on target. You need to really work for that house. You need to work for that, you know, the car and the good job and you got to get that career together, or you got to get that husband or that wife, or you got to get those that family thing. You got to do this. You got to do that. You're out there just selfish with yourself, and you're not paying attention to money. Who do you think you are? Come back, come back. They think they're being helpful. They do. They think that they are being called forth to bring you back to sanity. These are the selves you used to be, with all the judgments you used to have, with the limitations you used to live in. So what do you do when they show up? You love them. You identify them, first of all. Oh my gosh, I'm panicking. I'm panicking. I'm thinking that my external reality is going to affect me and take over. That's a child. I think all the powers out there and in external circumstances and other people have all the power over my life. Ah, so the child's trying to rescue me, quote unquote. Trying to bring me to my senses so that I can take care of it and I can feel secure. Uh-huh. Okay, child self. Oh, dear, sweet child self. I know you're freaked out. Here, let me hold you. That's what you'll do. You'll love your child self. Now, understand, when you take your child self in your arms, it's an imaginary thing. But when you do that, you are distinguishing yourself from the child. You get that, all of you? You and the child are distinctly different. Your energy is a light energy. Yours is a beautiful, light, loving being, the powerful reality creator. And this is the child who's freaked out. So you love the child from your powerful place. And you take it and give it to a beautiful, beautiful guardian angel, or you set it up in a perfect, perfect, secure environment. Whatever your child needs. Fulfill every single one of them, every single need of your child, to be included, to be loved, to be nourished, to be fussed over, to be given every toy, everything. Whatever your child needs, give it to them so they can feel safe and they're secure. And as soon as your child feels secure, from one second to the next, the pressure's off you. You're free again. It's just amazing. It's like a miraculous thing. It's an energy shift because you're back on your flow. The flow is organizing the system. You are organizing. You are aligning with your consciousness, with your mission. And when the child feels safe, they won't come and sabotage you or try to undermine you or try to yank you back into worrying about safety, security, survival. You won't have to worry about survival anymore. Won't that be nice? No more survival concerns. You will realize, hey, I'm surviving. I'm surviving pretty damn good, too. And when your adolescent shows up and makes you feel all uncomfortable and socially embarrassed and try, and it makes you feel like you have to, you know, say something really fast, fill in the silence and impress somebody. I want somebody to value me. I want somebody to be impressed by me because, hey, I'm going to tell them all the things, all the great things I've done in my life. So they'll say, ooh, oh, isn't he or she sophisticated and smart? Don't go there. Don't go there. In the East, they call it being God's fool. And they honor it as a state of ecstatic bliss. The difference in the West for you is that you're going to integrate it into your daily life. You're going to be able to live a life with money and things. You don't have to go and get a begging bowl and go around from house to house, right? You're going to have a real practical daily life, a mundane life too. In India, of course, if you get to become ecstatic and go into bliss with God, then you go and you sit under the banyan tree and people come and sit at your feet and you tell them about it and they will donate something so you survive. That system does not exist here. And you didn't want it to. Or otherwise, you would have been born there and lived there and stayed there this time. No, you're here this time. You're here working with Western culture because you want to integrate spirituality and materiality. So your adolescent needs to be held and loved. Oh, dear adolescent, I understand you're so afraid of being embarrassed and humiliated. You're so afraid of being rejected and unloved and excommunicated from belonging and pushed away. You're so scared of that. I love you so much. Here, let me give you your perfect reality. For you're popular and gorgeous, you look in the mirror and you're, whoa, do I look good? You fix every little flaw so that you're perfect. That's what the adolescent wants. It wants perfection, which you'll never get if you try to do it the adolescent's way, of course. So you give the adolescent the perfection, the perfect life, the perfect body, the perfect friends, the perfect lover, the perfect parents, the perfect everything, and loads and loads and loads of money so they can show off and get all the toys they want. To feel as successful as they want to be, to feel as loved and fulfilled as they think they want to be. And you do that also for the young adult. The young adult will want you to go into fantasy. The young adult will want you to separate, detach from being present. If you find yourself wandering off, whoa, wait a minute. I was having a really great time and all of a sudden now I'm zoning out. What is this? I'm losing consciousness. That's a young adult. Also, if you start focusing on, oh, I got to get this money, got to get this money. What kind of reality programs I need to do to make this money? Money. That's a young adult. Don't get seduced. Love the young adult. Give the young adult all the money they can stand and more. Give them a money machine so they just keep pushing buttons and out come $100 bills. Just infinite supply, infinite. They can just keep doing this all day. And they can have $1 billion whenever they want to. Their finger will be pretty sore, but they'll have it. Or maybe, you know, give them $100 bill is the highest denomination you got. So maybe you have to, like, you know, pull a crank and out three of them will come at once or something, you know. However greedy, you know, your young adult may want to be. But the point is, take care of them. Set them up. Make them happy. Because they don't know how to deal with the chaos. They don't know how to focus on their divine mission. But you do. Heal them. Take care of them. Every now and then, may go back and just make sure that they're all just happy and totally fulfilled. Does that make sense to you, dear Francis?
Yes, Galaxis, thank you.
If you do that, you keep moving forward. You keep expanding your light. You keep freeing yourself and feeling safer and safer and safer and safer in the unknown. Can you imagine, you and all of the rest of you, can you imagine what it feels like to feel safe in the unknown? How much of you have been trained to fear it. Wasn't that good? That was perfect on cue.
That's a good prop, Alexis. Thank you very much. Good sound effects.
The sound effects. That was a screeching car brakes. That's just perfect. Well, you know, it's Hollywood, yes?
It is, yes. Indeed.
Here we are in the L.A. area. It's got to coordinate, isn't it? In our workshop, we had a gull that would come over and give us the alarm a couple of times when it was something really important to listen to. The gull would come over and go, click, 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 click. You know, and everybody, oh. Nature is so amazing, and the universe is so phenomenal. It's right there with you, every piece of it. It's absolutely precise, every detail of it, if you could just realize, and it works in a total harmonic alignment with you. Ah, we hear you trying to get that. yeah, I've heard that idea. Yeah, I don't quite get it, okay? Yeah, you don't, but keep at it, okay? Because it'll percolate down in there. It'll drench into you. Just keep realizing, just imagining every single thing in the universe, in your universe, and by that we mean the environment you're in, is totally and completely in alignment with you. What you're thinking, what you're feeling, who you perceive yourself as being, is in total alignment. And so if you perceive yourself as being a light being, a powerful reality creator, and keep owning that, what's your reality going to look like after a while? Every piece is going to come into harmony with it. All the contraindications that will show up or don't mean that you're not there. All they mean is that, hey, here is what you want to work with now. You want to make sure that you're not giving your power away. You want to make sure that the child, adolescent, young adult are all taken care of and snug in their beds and tucked away. That's all the challenges really are about, is making sure that all the loose details, the loose ends, are all back into alignment, back into the flow, and your motivation and your alignment are correct. To get your motivation alignment to stay correct is one more piece we want to add. And that is that you want it to be inherently a part of your motivation, of your ambition that comes from you. Not something that because Galexis said, or because this other person said that was so really cool, or this other person said, but because you desire it. And the only reason we're telling you this is because every one of you listening to us desires your spiritual consciousness. You desire to be who you are. You desire to know it. You want to know it. You want to experience it. You want to have it in you. Or you wouldn't be on a spiritual path. You wouldn't even bother to listen to us. So it's inherently in you, but you need to be consciously aware and present with your motivation. What motivates you? What gets you out of bed in the morning? Not your duties and obligations, but those things you choose to do. Shift the frequency of everything that motivates you. A lot of people are motivated through negative things. If you find yourself motivated through fear or through obligation or through scarcity or through some kind of motivation like that, stop, pause. What would the light being that you are? How would he or she motivate you? You would not be motivated by the same ordinary things and by negativities that other people are. You would be motivated, you know, not for people to love you and pay attention to you, for example. You don't do things so people say, oh, you're such a nice, good person. That's a really blah, nothing motivation. That's not true to you. That's your adolescence motivation. to be approved of, to be accepted. Don't go there anymore. Let your motivations grow up too. Now, there are certain things you may have to do that you don't really like doing so much. So you're going to have to look at the ultimate purpose of those and motivate yourself there. It's the same process as with yourself. You look at the ultimate self, and that's your motivation. That orients your life and organizes your life. Look at the ultimate motivations. Yeah, you may have to, you know, pay your bills, and you may have to go and do these errands and stuff, and you may have to, like, wash your laundry and all blah, 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 you know, and you don't have servants doing it all for you perfectly, right? You may not want to do some of these things. But what we want to emphasize, dear ones, is that if you realize all these things are part of you engaging and being present in your world, and if you can learn how to do them as a light being, they go much more elegantly, and they can become actually interesting. Actually, to a certain extent, some of the things that you think are very unpleasant are a waste of time, you really resent doing, but you think you have to do it because of this and that and the other need that you have. You lift your need, and your need, you want to lift whatever your need is. You say, okay, what is it that I'm needing, that I'm forcing myself to motivate myself for? Okay, lift the need to your ultimate self. So that doing all those mundane things that can be unpleasant, even including holding a job, can be something that gives you a place, an arena, a way of exploring how to be conscious every moment and how to make it move with magic and grace. And all of a sudden, the motivation lifts. The frequency lifts. You're in alignment once again with your divine self, and not with the small self that feels put upon, overloaded, overwhelmed, demanded upon, and lots of pressure and performance put on you. It's gone. If you think, oh, I haven't done enough, I got to do more, I got to do more, I got to, oh yeah, and I got to meditate every day, and I got to do this every day, and I got to do that, and this good thing, and self-improvement, I've got to exercise, I got to eat right, I got to do all these things, and you're resenting and resisting it, it's not going to work for you, because you're coming from the young adult place of saying, oh yeah, I have to do it for my own good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's being responsible for myself. Okay. I can't just sit around and eat ice cream all day. Damn it. I have to eat sprouts. What comfort food are sprouts, right? I want some good cream cheese, and I can't eat it. Damn it. So instead of going and complaining and fighting the denial, think about what you're doing for your body, how you're becoming lighter, how you're becoming freer, and feel the love, the divine love. Generally, that takes care of any of your junk food needs, right? You see, but the motivation lifts. Then your motivation is to feel healthier and feel stronger so you can have more fun, so you can have more love, so you can touch more people, so you can do more interesting things. So keep lifting your motivation so that when you get up in the morning from the get-go, your motivations are positive. And the things that you don't like to do that are onerous, see if you can weed those out of your life. Some of you are too easy to say yes to everybody. Some of you take on too much stuff because you think you need to, you must. You must, in a sense, some of you think you have to prove yourself. Some of you think you have to show that you're valuable or caring or loving or something. Or that you're skilled or that you have the right attitude so your company will reward you, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you may have to really look enthusiastic doing something you don't like to do. But if you can stop doing it when your job is done, and not put on any more of it, Don't keep loading yourself down with something you don't enjoy particularly, but take what you are doing and lift it, and lift the motivation so that you're doing it to learn something and to explore something and play with consciousness. Have the intrigue in your daily life, how you can weave more consciousness into it. Then you'll find your life getting lighter and easier, more good positive opportunities coming for you. And you'll find that this motivation will start to shift your judgments out. It will shift the negative beliefs that will want to creep back in. It will shift the negative emotions that want to creep back in. And in a sense, you'll find that all those pieces, your physical, emotional, mental body, and all the constructs of thought and consciousness that you've been using in the past are healing, lifting, aligning, harmonizing on this flow of energy, a flow of attention. The flow of energy in your life goes with your attention, what you give attention to. If you give attention to problems, the flow of your energy goes into the problems. If you give attention to the solutions, the flow of energy goes to the solutions. And if you give your attention to becoming the light being that you are in thought, word, and deed, your whole life will come into alignment and the energy will flow there. That's what you came for. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
This is the message we wanted to share with you today. And thank you, Francis, for asking that, because that gave us the opportunity to add this additional piece of depth to it.
Thank you, Galaxis.
Because there's no reason why you can't just keep going more and more and more and living a greater and more abundant and prosperous and joyous life more and more and more. There's no reason. Except for what we talked about, going back to the old identity. Leave that old identity behind. It doesn't belong with you now. It's like wearing clothes that don't fit anymore. They're ripped and shredded and dirty and they don't fit. And here you keep trying to put them on every day. Don't do it. You're kings and queens. You're masters. If you will allow yourself to acknowledge it. All right, dear ones. We have so enjoyed working with you tonight. What we would like to do, we have one more moment we would like to spend with you. We'd like to give you a download, if you would like it. Oh, yeah, you like the downloads, don't you? They're fun. Now, downloads go into you, they spiral into you, and they go deep down, down, down into you, into your body, and they start working on changing your DNA, your RNA, and the environment of your DNA and RNA, right? Because if you just change your DNA, you haven't changed the environment yet. You have to use the RNA because that replicates it, and then you have to have the environment shift, right? So the downloads are to do that, is to create a certain amount of reprogramming on all those levels. And it happens throughout the night, and it will not end until you get up for the morning. Even if you go to the bathroom in the night and come back to bed, it will not end until you get up for the day and you no longer spend time in bed, whatever hour that is. Watch your dreams. They may give you messages. Very often, some of your spirit helpers will work specifically with you during the night, as well we. All right? So, close your eyes and imagine a starry sky above you. A beautiful starry sky filled with hundreds and thousands of sparkling stars. Beautiful light beings, witnesses to your consciousness. Consciousness is in their own part of a sparks of consciousness of which you are one. Let these light beings that twinkle about you see you and let yourself sense that you're being seen and honored for who you are as a star amongst them. And now, imagine that some of these stars leave their position and come together and form a beautiful, bright, big star above you. That is us. And we send a beam of light down to you. And we're going to send it in your favorite color or something that you think is just absolutely beautiful. Something, a beautiful, shimmering iridescence of color that just feels right and true for you. It touches you as a column of light surrounding you. Let us hold you now. Let us hold you. Let us love you. Let us just be with you for a moment. It is our honor, our pleasure to hold you, to be connected with you, and in a sense to be one with you for just a brief moment. There we go. And as we are with you, and as we're going to bring a download now, we're going to bring down spirals of light coming down through the column that we are, down into the top of your head. These spirals of light with codes written on them. The spirals of many different colors, bright, shining colors of light, spiraling down like ribbons. Ribbons with codes, ribbons with mysterious symbols, with extraterrestrial and ancient languages. Just know that there's a lot of information on these. Let them come down into you now. Let them come. Coming down. And they will descend upon you and feel as if almost you have a gentle, soft blanket. Feel a certain relaxation, a certain heaviness, a pleasant, pleasureful heaviness. Just come down on you. Just gently. Gently, gently. Let us. Yeah, there we go. Ah. And let these spirals go into your head through your crown chakra. Or let them spill all over your head and onto your shoulders and go into your body there. Just let them rain upon you. Let the spirals go into you and feel the spirals going and working inside your body. Let the spirals come in and work inside the top part of your torso, through your head, neck, torso, feeling the spirals working their way, spiraling, spiraling, cleaning, clearing, putting different frequencies in, bringing different energies in, bringing the codes in, connecting, speaking to all the cells of the physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Let it come in. Let it come in your spiritual body, connecting with every essence, every piece, every cell to be connected into these spirals, the codes. Let them sink down deep into you. These codes are going to bring you memories of who you are, the person that you were. There are alignments and attunements to be made to put you into alignment with who you are, with that divine being that you are moving back into being, to the home of the divine love that you are bringing onto this planet. Your mission, mission A and mission B, to align you, to link you, to connect you, to flow energy through you to that, to bring the memory of that, to bring the acknowledgement of where that exists in you. That's what this download is, to connect you with where that exists in you, so you can always connect to your divine nature, so you can always link to your divine. And it will open up in time with every growth that you make, every step that you take. You will open up and access more of your knowing, more of your connection, sinking down deeper, deeper, deeper into you, and in a sense disappearing into your abdomen, disappearing into your third and second chakras, deep down in there, disappearing, but feeling the energy like waves and ripples going down your legs and continuing all the way down into the earth. And let it drench you. And the download is done. At least it has started. It will be complete as of morning, your morning, whenever that is. And it will continue to work in many different ways. For 2 to 3 days afterwards, you may feel a bit of disorientation. So let yourself feel that gentle heaviness, that relaxation. Let yourself feel the gentleness of it. Feel the shimmer of us about you. And we're going to stay with you as well. So just let yourself come back and open your eyes gently. And we will stay with you now. So when you go to bed at night, tonight, just mentally say, Galexis, and just feel the shimmer around you. And let us just hold you and love you some as you go off to sleep. And let the download continue its work. You may still sense the ribbons coming down. They've made contact. They have initiated the work. But there may be many more ribbons, many more spirals to come into you throughout the night. Your dreams may be magical if you can remember them. We have had such a pleasure working with you this evening. We look forward to working with you again at the next one of these events. And hopefully you will come and spend a day with us in our workshop, next workshop, or when we have our events. We would absolutely love to work more with you so that you can emerge, so that you can bring this new consciousness, this new level of your being onto the planet and have a glorious life with it. Our pleasure. We surround you, dear ones, for now, with our love and light.